Now, an 80s and a 90s night will take place on the 25th of October for WH5 Loaves. It's been organised by Monica Madden and Veronica O'Reilly, and both of them are here this morning, and it's in memory of Monica's son, Sean. Perhaps, Monica, you could remind us of Sean and why you have these regular fundraisers.
Well, Sean was a wonderful kid, and he loved his friends, loved life, went out, and unfortunately we lost him 5 years ago in a car accident. So it was only after he passed, his friends had said like how good he was and how generous, and he had done things that we found out about that we didn't know beforehand. So we tried to make a positive out of what happened, and we started to raise funds in his memory. So we kind of picked local charities and that. So we are...
So you're having this on the 25th of October.
We have had Halloween fancy dresses parties always the Friday of the bank holiday in October, and up to date now we have raised $24,500.
Oh, well done.
So last year we done it for the Bray First Responders, and we raised money for 5 defibrillators for the Bray area. So this year we picked it for the 5 loaves for the homeless. So we're hoping that people will get on board and come to our night in the Anchor. They are very kindly gave us the room again. It has recently been taken over by Shane Farrell, and we've had it there in the past, and he was kind enough to let us continue. So it's going to be an 80s and 90s team this year, and we do have wonderful prizes on the night, and we have fancy dress prizes, but it's optional if people want to dress up
in the fancy dress. At least they weren't as outlandish as maybe the 70s or the bell bottoms, but there was this sort of new romantic era. Yes. So there's opportunities and yes. things.
Well, Sean actually, although he was young, he absolutely loved the 80s and 90s, was his music, so that's why we're doing it the 80s and 90s, and we have a wonderful DJ that comes on board every year. Was Dave Whelan. He's very good. He gives us his time, and that's so we're just hoping that people will come on tonight. As I said, it's the 25th of October, and it's €5 in at the door, and we would like to thank all the local businesses. They have been very good over the years, donating prizes and everything, which helps when you don't have to cut into money that, you know...
Yeah, that people come on board.
Yes,
And Veronica, what's your involvement then?
Well, I usually, today aside, do the behind-the-scenes stuff, so all the Facebook stuff. So we rely hugely. We have a Facebook page, Smiley's Charity Events, and that's our main means of kind of communicating with people, getting the message out. So we do rely a lot on other people sharing our posts and liking our page, because we don't spend money on anything like that. Everything we get on the night goes to the charity. So we're kind of reliant on the public. So even if you can't make it on the night, you know, you can share.
There's still opportunities.
There's still opportunities to help. And like everything, I mean, it is only a fiver at the door, but all those fivers add up, and they really do make a difference.
And especially to WH5 Loaves. Why did you pick that charity this time?
Well, believe it or not, I always try and look for a sign off Sean. And I was actually shopping one morning when my lovely son-in-law rang me to do a message for him. So I said, I better do it before it goes out of my head. And down to town I went. And I heard this voice in the wilderness saying to me, oh, I believe you were talking to my dad, Mon. And I was at the traffic lights, and it was Keith Gordon, a wonderful photographer who actually donates to us every year. And I said, I don't know your dad, Keith. And he said, yeah, you were talking to him last week. He's Tommy in the 5 Loaves. So that was my sign. So Keith actually kickboxed with Sean. Did kickboxing together, so that was the sign. So.
Is that wonderful? Yeah. And could I ask you yourself, Monica? I mean, how did you manage to turn something which must have been absolutely so devastating to turn it around, look into, you know, with the help of the friends, what the the interest that John had in helping other people to actually go and actually do something, even though you were, I presume, immersed in the great loss.
Well, it is. Anyone that has lost a child will tell you it's very hard to drag yourself out of bed in the morning and put one foot in front of the other. But you have to go on. Like, I have a daughter and two wonderful grandkids, and our family is very close, all our family, and Veronica is very good. And you just have to do it. And it was because of some of his friends and what he had said and things that Sean had done, I didn't want that to go. I wanted his little work that we didn't know anything about to continue on. So that's why we do it. We do it for him.
And the spirit of Sean and helping people lives on, therefore.
Yes, and we call the page Smiley Charity Events because his nickname was Smiley. Because he was always, he had a fantastic smile. Beautiful kid he was. Really good, good-hearted kid, so.
Yeah, and the news also sudden because it wasn't illness, it was...
No, it was very, very hard, yeah. Very hard, yeah. Now.
Well, isn't it, you know, you are really... Without, you were remembering Sean, you know, in that way. So that's really good, and giving people an opportunity to remember his personality,
yeah,
of helping,
well,
as well.
We always say you look for the signs, and you always get signs from them. Right. Some people might think that's odd, but you do if you look for them. They're,
yeah,
there, like.
So the 80s and 90s, what?
I wasn't going down to town the day that, yeah, I met Keith. You know,
yeah, yeah.
So 80s and 90s is our night in the Anchor, who are very kindly letting us have it. And as Veronica has said, it's a fiver at the door, but every fiver is so important to the five loaves. You know, it's, you've moved to a new premises, like, and I'm sure they need loads of stuff still, and there's more people coming through their door. It's,
yeah,
not, it's not getting any easier,
yeah,
unfortunately. It's a big problem, and, like, you know, you just have to try and do your best and try and get money for them, like they're like everybody else, and they need help. And
indeed. Veronica, the websites and things for your stuff, and how people, if they can't go for some reason, how they could still get involved.
Well, if they, we have, as I say, a Facebook page is how most of our stuff is shared, which is Smiley's Charity Events. And basically, if you can like the page and even just simply just share our posts on the night, about the night, tell some friends. So even if you can't, for whatever reason, be there on the night, you know, it really does help for people to share stuff and get it out there, because it's just, I mean, it's a means for us to keep the message out there, to keep communicating with people. And, you know, we've spot prizes for best dressed, even though you don't actually have to dress up. We have great raffle prizes, which, again, you know, local businesses in Bray have been superb over the years. I mean, they're struggling themselves, and yet they've always rallied and given us great prizes on the night. But just to, if you like our page, you like what we're doing, and just share it for us, because,
yeah,
that's, you know, our only means, really, of kind of keeping it in the public.
Well, the Anchor has been taken over, as you said, brand new name down, yeah, the seafront. And if you like the 80s and 90s and you want to have a good night out and maybe even dress up a bit, all for a good cause at WH Five Loaves in memory of Sean, it's the 25th of October. Monica, thank you for coming in and sharing
your thoughts. And thank you for having us to spread the word, because that's the only way we have, Declan, is people to be kind that can give us a bit of publicity and get the word out there, like, for our night, you know. So thank you for having us.
Not at all. Monica Madden and Veronica O'Reilly, thanks very much indeed, Veronica.
Thank you, Declan.
Good morning to you. Thank you.